If you really want to know the truth about the state of Iraq's weapons of mass destruction before the invasion, listen to Colin Powell in February 2001. He states clearly that there was no threat from Saddam Hussein.
He has not developed any significant capability with respect to weapons of mass destruction. He is unable to project conventional power against his neighbors.
And this is Condoleezza Rice, Bush's national security advisor, in July of the same year, saying the same thing, putting the lie to their own propaganda.
We are able to keep arms from him. His military forces have not been rebuilt.
And that, many believe, was the truth, a truth that was covered up and conveniently forgotten after September the 11th, when Bush and Blair decided to attack Iraq. They found no weapons of mass destruction, no links with Al-Qaeda, no nuclear weapons, no 45-minute threat.